Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Most people often associate the Xbox 360 as being the home of many games produced in North America and Europe, along with having arguably the highest number of mature games proportionally on the console compared to its competitors at the time. However, during the early years of the Xbox 360, Microsoft wanted the console to have more appeal in East Asian regions compared to the original Xbox that only performed well in the Western markets. And so, to achieve this, Microsoft published several games produced by Japanese developers to be launched exclusively on the Xbox 360, and one of these games was even bundled with the console exclusively in Japan, a game titled Blue Dragon. Now, before you ask, no, this game has absolutely nothing to do with the brand of East Asian stir-fry sauce by the same name. The game Blue Dragon was a traditional Japanese role-playing game that released on the Xbox 360 in 2006 in Japan, and later in other regions the following year. The game was designed by the creator of Final Fantasy, Hironobu Sakaguchi, and features character designs by the late famous manga illustrator Akira Toriyama, his best known work being the Dragon Ball manga series, the video game series Dragon Quest, which is incredibly popular in Japan, and even Chrono Trigger, a Japanese role-playing game on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System which many consider a cult classic. In the story of Blue Dragon, the world is plagued by disaster every year for over 10 years, as indicated whenever dark purple clouds fill the sky. Villages are often destroyed and thousands of innocents lose their lives whenever this happens. But three young friends named Shu, Jiro, and Kluk try to stop the beast known as the Land Shark from attacking their village, though they end up being pulled away from their home and confront an elderly man named Nene, the apparent ruler of the world who is openly cruel and sadistic to all those beneath him, though they fail to defeat him and are about to be overwhelmed by his minions. But in their hour of need, a mysterious voice grants them a special power to take on their foes, the ability for their shadows to transform into powerful beasts. And as they journey through the world to gather allies to help them defeat Nene once and for all, they are even joined by a couple of individuals who share the same power they have, like the childish Malumalu of the Devi tribe, and the mysterious woman named Zola. Since the game's main mechanic are the playable characters' shadow beasts, each character has their shadow transforming into a different beast respectively, like a dragon, minotaur, phoenix, saber-toothed tiger, and a bat. In the gameplay itself, each character's shadow can be assigned a specific class which will grant them unique skills, but they can later switch classes and still inherit the skills they've already learned. Also, before battling, you can approach enemies from behind to allow you to strike them first, but if they approach you from behind, they gain disadvantage against you instead. And there's even a chance that some certain enemies may attack each other instead of focusing on attacking you. And rather oddly, the standard boss theme of the game, titled Eternity, features vocals from Ian Gillan of the band Deep Purple, though many have called this specific music track one of the cheesiest songs in video game history. And in my opinion, it's definitely not one of Ian Gillan's best vocal work. Though Blue Dragon received generally positive reviews, there were several criticisms that the game wasn't distinct enough from many other Japanese role-playing games. But regardless, the game sold well enough that a couple of sequel games later released on the Nintendo DS, Blue Dragon Plus and Blue Dragon Awakened Shadow. There was even an anime adaptation of Blue Dragon that aired around the same time as the release of the game outside of Japan. And though I never got to play the game for myself, since I only watched my brother playing it, I can say with certainty that Blue Dragon is by far one of the most overlooked and forgotten games of the Xbox 360. Join me again next time